Because here's the thing, is that a preacher can get up who's not necessarily as exciting or as bombastic, but if they're preaching God's word, it's still very much attractive. Because God's word is beautiful no matter what. If someone's preaching it, it's always going to be attractive. It's always going to be beautiful. But there are ways, there are unbiblical ways that people try to make the Bible attractive. Let me give you some. Number one, by leaving out the negative aspects of the Bible. People try, there's churches and pastors out there that will try to make the Bible attractive by literally leaving out negative aspects of the Bible. They want to make it palatable for their church, palatable for the world, palatable for their friends. So in order to do that, they think, well, I can't show them Leviticus 20:13. I can't read through Romans 1. Oh, God forbid that you would read through Psalm 139. You know, because that would make the Bible unattractive. No, false, you fool. Don't leave things out of the Bible. Hey, the negative things there, you're basically saying that God made a mistake by putting those negative things there. You're basically telling God, you know what? You don't really know what beauty is. You don't know what people really want. Let me just show people the palatable aspects of the Bible because that's the only way that people are going to like what you say, God. That's basically what they're saying. And you know what? Liberal churches are notorious for this. They subtract from the Word of God all the time, okay? They don't like going through the negative aspects of the Bible. Why? Because in their mind, they're like, well, we got to make it attractive and palatable to the audience. You know, if they find out what God really thinks, if they found out about Genesis 19, if they found out about Judges 19, not just Psalm 23, oh man, people would lose it. They would lose interest in the Word of God. That's what they think. So they think the way they can make the Bible palatable and attractive to the masses is by removing the negative aspects of the Bible.